Hello, welcome once again to Leto's Law. I'm Steve Leto. You know, I talk about all kinds of consumer issues on this show, and I've spoken about credit cards on occasion and credit and so on. And yesterday in the mail, I got one of the funniest things I've ever seen marketed in my life. And it was an offer for a credit card. And, you know, I often just take these things and throw them away after I tear them up. But this one got my attention. And first of all, the envelope it came in advertised that it was a black card. See, you know, there's different color cards. You can get yourself a platinum card or a black card or a graphite card. And the card is a sign of status. It's a symbol of the fact that you've made it, the fact that you can use it to borrow money. So I've never quite understood the idea about what color my credit card is to impress people, because the people who are selling me stuff aren't impressed that I'm borrowing money to buy their goods or services. And I don't spend enough time out with other people where I'm flashing my credit card around to impress them with how much money I've got. But again, like I said, if I wanted to impress you how much money I got, I'd whip out a couple hundos and pay for it that way. Because in my mind, if you got cash, you have more money than if you don't. Call my logic questionable, but I think it's actually sound. So the advertisement was for the black card that somebody's issuing. And they did say that the envelope contains an invitation. Not an application, an invitation. So there, at that point, my senses were tingling as to what kind of invitation was I getting in there. And the invitation I'm getting, I'll tell you right now, is for a luxury card. Now, you might call it a credit card. Some people call it corn, some people call it maize. You might call it a credit card. They call it a luxury card. Now, you might say, Steve, right now what they're talking about is simply marketing, how you spin something, what do you call it? Okay, euphemisms, we all do this. You know, we call something a different term to make it sound better. But is there something better about this card that actually makes it stand out against the other cards with which it competes? And I was asking that question myself when I got into the marketing materials that came in the envelope that contained the invitation. And I discovered what it was. And this, my friends, is pure genius. And I'm now glad I got this invitation in the mail. By the way, the invitation was sent bulk mail. Do you know what makes the black card so much better than other cards? I'm not making this up. It weighs more than other cards. It's heavier. Now, you might say, Steve, heavyweight champ is again just a reference to like boxing. No. The black card weighs 22 grams. The American Express Platinum card, which is a trademark, by the way, only weighs 18 grams. The Chase Sapphire Reserve only weighs 13 grams. Can you imagine walking into a store and dropping a 13-gram credit card on a counter going, I want to buy something? I'm surprised they don't laugh you out of there, chase you out with a pitchfork. But it gets worse. The Citi Prestige card only weighs 12 grams. I'm talking about a lack of substance. 12 grams? A credit card weighing 12 I want to meet the person who came up with this marketing plan, shake their hand, and then just laugh uncontrollably. Because on the one hand, who'd have thought that you could market a credit card and how much it weighs? But some company put up the money to put this together and pitch this and go, yeah, that's actually not a bad idea. Now, they do point out that you get other benefits with this card, such as 2% value for airfare redemptions. But then there's a little footnote number 3, and there is print on the back that I can barely read, even with my reading glasses on. There's 1.5% value for cash back redemptions. Again, footnote, see back. There's a $100 annual airline credit, again with a footnote. VIP luxury card travel, whatever the heck that is. and a $100 global entry and TSA pre-check credit. Again, not sure what that is. But again, the highlight of the card is that it outweighs its competitors, literally, speaking of weight, it weighs more. It as a card, weighs more than its competitors. The weight of the card. So when you pull this heavy card out of your wallet or purse, you will feel the heft of it. And when you hand it to the waiter at Applebee's, they're going to actually like, whoa, that's a heavy card. They might even look at it and go, congratulations, sir or ma'am. Your card is quite heavy. I'm impressed. And they might even give you a little knowing, little wink there, okay? Now, in case you're curious, the card also does show a really cool guy on a surfboard. And I'm betting he does not have the card on him because of the weight. Guys who surf are very concerned. They're very weight conscious. Might throw the balance of his board off. So you say, Steve, wait a second. With all this talk about how much this card weighs, does the card have any good advantages? Like maybe it actually has good advantages elsewhere. Well, they have to give you the terms and conditions of this very, very heavy card. Annual percentage rate for purchase is 16.99%, but it will vary with the market based on the prime rate. So that could go up. APR for cash advances is 27.24%. So it's above what many places consider to be usurious on typical loans, but credit cards are different. But my point is at 27.24%. And then, of course, the fun part is there's an annual fee of $495 for the card itself and $195 for each authorized user. So I assume just to start out, it's almost $600 for the card. And then if you want to add somebody to it, it's another $195. Of course, the beautiful thing about this is the reason they can charge $495 for this card is it costs so much to make. Because the card, remember, the card's packing on 4 grams above the American Express card and 10 grams more for the Citi card. So all that extra plastic has got to come from somewhere. But here's the thing, and I don't want you to think I skipped this on purpose. I skipped it by accident. This is a black PVD-coated metal card. The card is metal. That's why it's so heavy. It's metal. None of this, when you say, I'm going to pull out the plastic as a euphemism for a credit card. No, my friend. You're pulling out the metal. In fact, because it's heavier, you're pulling out the heavy metal. I'm surprised that they didn't put that up here and just say heavy metal. In fact, guys, you can use it for free. In your next marketing round, heavy metal. And say that's the card that you want to get, the heavy metal card. In fact, if you send me one of those applications, I'll do it. I'd pay $500 to carry a heavy metal card in my wallet. So when you're applying for the luxury card, first name, last name, physical address. I caught that, physical address. As opposed to ethereal or hypothetical or imaginary address. I know what you're saying. You're saying, Steve, they mean not a P.O. box. I have a P.O. box. It's physical. They could have said, what's your street address? But physical address sounds cooler because, again, you're going to be getting this very, very heavy card. So, again, this was a pre-screened offer, by the way. And according to this, you can opt out of these pre-screened notices. But why would I? They're too much fun to read. So I usually, when I get these, I'll show you what I do. I usually take the envelope like this, and I do this, and tear them at least in half, and then I throw them away. Tearing them in half is my way of, in case somebody were to find the application, fill it out with my information on it, send it in, and it wasn't me, then I could later prove and say you guys didn't get the application because it was torn in half. But the odds of that happening are pretty slim. The funny thing is that I recently checked my credit score, and one of my credit card companies, I do actually have credit cards, plastic, none of this heavy metal cards. I'm not good enough for that. And I checked my credit score. My credit score is actually pretty good. So I'm not sure if they actually figured that out and sent this to me as a result, or they're just blasting these out to everybody. You might have gotten one of these as well. But I would encourage you, if you do get the one that suggests that you are being invited to get the heavyweight metal card that's heavier than its competitors, you should at least open it up and read it, because it's good for some fun reading. What else are you going to do on a Saturday morning before football, okay? By the way, tomorrow is Sunday, October 13th. I'm going to be doing a live YouTube feed, and this is now a regular feature on any Sunday I'm home, live YouTube feed. So Sunday, October 13th, I'm doing it at 2 o'clock Eastern time. 2 o'clock Eastern time. I'm bumping it back 1 hour because, number one, I had people complaining about me starting at 1 o'clock. Some people were actually coming home from church. Also, some people wanted to watch the start of the football game. And, you know, by the time your team's losing, you can shut it off and go to YouTube. But I'm running 20 miles tomorrow. I ran 15 last week. The extra 5 miles chews up an extra hour. So I need a little bit of time to recover. So 2 o'clock, October 13th, live YouTube feed. If you have any wacky questions or comments that seem too trivial to get onto a show like this, you can squeeze it in tomorrow. Last week, we had over 400 people logged on at one time, which is pretty cool. And on an earlier experiment, we had over 500. So 2 o'clock, October 13th, live YouTube feed. Otherwise, questions or comments or heavy metal credit card quotes, put them below. Otherwise, talk to you later. Bye-bye.